Pretty good 2017 season for you.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Obviously, we're a bit disappointed with the way we went. We thought we could have won a bit more games, but you know, we'll move on from last season and get ready for, you know, a big year next year. So, but yeah, for myself, I thought it was probably one of my most consistent years. But you know, as a team, I want to, you know, win more games than we did last year.
And coming out of it with a Doig medal as well, that's pretty uncommon from what I've heard.
Well, obviously, you know, my first year at the club, I probably wasn't expecting to do. I was just expecting to, you know, come in and play my role and play, you know, the best footy I could, and you know, just trying to get as many wins for the club as possible. But yeah, we're just getting ready for, you know, in pre-season now and getting ready for a big year next year.
So you've been home for about a year now. How's it been back?
Yeah, it was actually, you know, I settled in pretty quickly. Obviously, I've lived here for 18 years before I went away to Melbourne, so it's pretty easy to come back here, and, you know, I've got my friends and family here, so it made it pretty easy. It was easy transition.
How's pre-season
going? Yeah, not too bad. Obviously, pre-season's all pretty tough. You know, the heat over here is pretty warm, and but yeah, I'm getting used to it, and I'm feeling pretty fit.
Did you have a break before pre-season started at all?
I think 11 weeks off for the break, so which was good, and I didn't do too much. I went away for a couple of weeks, but other than that, I was just settling in here, and I just moved into my new house, so I've been around Perth pretty much the whole time.
Have you found it tough kind of breaking back into pre-season then?
No, not really. I'm naturally pretty fit, so I don't find it too hard. No, obviously it is, you know, a little bit difficult, but in the off-season you've got to do your program, stick to that, so you normally stay pretty fit over the whole time.
What are you going to be focusing on this year?
Just to keep improving. You know, I just want to keep playing better footy each year, you know, as I get older, and, you know, that's the aim, just to, you know, keep playing better footy, and, you know, hopefully the team, and push the young blokes to, you know, improve and play some consistent footy next year.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of the draftees?
Oh, obviously, yeah, they've been here for now a week. So, you know, I'm getting to know them, and, you know, that's what I want to do this pre-season, trying to, you know, help them improve and, you know, get them fast-tracked to, you know, play AFL footy.
And I guess you were drafted last year as well to the Dockers. Does it help kind of being a bit fresh when it comes to moving over?
Oh, does it? Sorry.
Like, does it help, considering you were drafted last year, does that kind of help when it comes to talking to the
Trying to help him? Yeah. Not really. It's, you know, it's pretty much the same. I've been in footy for 7 years now, so, you know, when the young kids come in, you want to make them feel, you know, feel welcome, and, you know, help them as much as possible. And now that I'm getting a little bit older, I can do that now, so... you know, that's something I want to do this off-season, this pre-season.
Brad, you didn't do the 2K time trials. What was the reason for that? Are you still sort of building up?
I'm getting old now, so they're managing me. I just didn't do it. I don't know. I don't have a reason for it, but I'll do it definitely when we get back for the Christmas break. I think they just wanted a new winner, so they gave me a rest.
You must be filthy, though. Your record's going to be taken away by the Sheridan, potentially.
Yeah, no, we'll be back after Christmas, and I'll take it back off him.
So there's been no issues, you didn't have to have any surgery?
No surgery for me. You know, I'm feeling pretty good, and I'm into full training, so other than that, yeah, I'm feeling healthy.
You've had great endurance from the moment you were drafted, but do you improve it each year? Like, can you potentially improve it again for this year coming, or if you sort of hit your place, do you think?
I'm not too sure. Obviously, from when I first got drafted, I've definitely got a lot fitter, you know, training every day and, you know, being in the AFL environment, but... I'm not sure if I'll get too much. If it, I'm getting a bit older now, so yeah, I think I'm going to stay, you know, where I am now, and if I can get any more fitter, that'll be a bonus. But where I'm at now, I feel pretty comfortable.
And do you feel like the other boys at the club are pretty keen to catch you?
I heard there's a couple of young blokes who can run, so we'll have to wait and see, you know. But yeah, I like that challenge, and, you know, I want to come back here next year and hopefully take it out.
So given you're not going to probably improve your endurance too much, what is it you need to work on next year? Was it maybe some of your skill execution when you were getting tired?
Yeah, probably. Towards the end of the season, I felt like I sort of faded away. You know, and just probably sometimes when I was a bit fatigued, my kicking would probably drop off a little bit than that. But, you know, there's obviously focus is what I want to work on, is, you know, a bit more contested sort of. You know, getting a bit stronger and with my tackling and stuff as well. But yeah, obviously I just want to keep getting better each year, and everything I want to improve on.
Is it hard to get stronger without losing your sort of speed and that sort of stuff?
Oh yeah, obviously I don't want to put on too much weight, because, you know, what type of player I am, I'm an outside running sort of player. But yeah, I guess you can still get stronger in the gym and don't have to put on any weight. But yeah, they're some of my focuses for next year.
Have you spoken to spoken to someone like Nathan Wilson and just sort of said, oh, you can come in your first year at the club and win the BNF, no problems?
No, I haven't said that, and I won't say that. We just want him to come in, you know, play his role and play, you know, play the way he was playing at GWS, you know, taking the game on and using his penetrating kick.
You've had so much success in your career already. Are you, you know, like already really hungry to get back to finals?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I want to come back next year and, you know, just play the best footy we can. You know, nothing's like playing final footy, so to miss out last year, you know, was, you know, it was a bummer, you know, finishing the season pretty early, but next year, that, you know, that's the focus, just to play, you know, the best footy we can, and whatever happens at the end of it happens. So but to get back to finals footy would be unreal.
Have you had a look at the new stadium yet?
I actually did. I went there the other day just for a little look around, and it's pretty unreal, so I'm pretty excited to get there next year and play some footy there.
Is there enough space for you to run around there?
Yeah, there's enough space anywhere. You've got to make your own space.